Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I am really pleased to be able to be speaking with Casey Keene, who manages the VAWNet Project. That's a National Online Resource Center on Violence Against Women. And this is a project of the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence. And so it's great to have you here, Casey.
Thanks, David. It's great to be here.
I'm really glad to be able to speak with you today because I just saw the brand new special collection that VAWNet has released called Models and Prevention, CDC's Delta Program. And this is an excellent collection, Casey, so I'm really glad you put it together.
Thank you.
CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Delta Project, since 2002 has been an initiative to be able to provide domestic violence and intimate partner violence primary prevention efforts, and has been done in 14 states. And over the last almost 10 years, there's been a tremendous amount of exciting, valuable work that's been done in these programs. And what this special collection does is a beautiful job of collecting a lot of that information in one space. So can you describe what's on this special collection, Casey?
We put together a lot of pieces that we thought would be helpful to people. The first thing we thought we needed to do was do some framing around the Delta program and what it is, what's the history of it, what are the tenets, and what are the goals of the program. Then we provide some key domestic violence prevention resources. So if a person is, you know, coming to this page and wants to know what are the basic things that I need to know about doing prevention work, what are the theories, what are the principles, what are the strategies, these are what we've identified as those core resources. And then we go into providing information about all 14 of the Delta states and what each state is doing with their Delta funds to advance primary prevention work. And so that section includes state prevention plans for typically, you know, 5 to 10 years. Also features links to that organization's prevention webpage, if they have one, and has a project spotlight for each state that talks about what are some exciting initiatives or new innovative programming that's happening around prevention in that state, and then also any materials that have come out of the program. And then we, you know, conclude the page by providing access to national organizations and initiatives that are supportive of prevention work as it relates to intimate partner violence.
Can you describe a highlight for you? I know it's hard to pick one, you know, it's like picking your favorite child, but can you just highlight something as an example of what people might be able to find in the special collection?
As you said, I mean, there's so many exciting things that are happening across all of these states, so it is hard to pick just one. But I think that one of the goals of the Delta Project, the Delta Program, is to do capacity building, to build programs capacity to carry out primary prevention goals. And so I think in Virginia, they've done a really good job. It's kind of exemplified that purpose in a way because they've put out a plan for a guide for primary prevention of sexual violence and intimate partner violence. And so it's really a manual or a technical assistance tool that programs can use who are interested in pursuing that work. I mean, they do a newsletter called Moving Upstream, which is really focused specifically on prevention. And they do a conference that happens every 2 years called the Building Healthy Futures Conference. And they just had their third conference this month. Lots of exciting different types of initiatives coming out of Virginia, but so many other states are doing similar things, from technical assistance projects to youth-led summits to conferences, and just really lots of different exciting innovative work.
Well, I really encourage people to come visit this page and be able to get more information. What do you see as the use of this special collection for prevention practitioners?
When we were thinking about developing this page, the primary purpose is to share these resources with those states who may not be receiving Delta funds, because what we wanted to do was share these have been the successes of the Delta states, these are the things they've learned over the past decade in doing this work, and really to make it accessible to those who maybe are less familiar with the work so that they would be able to replicate those sorts of initiatives or start from different point than the deltas originally started from. The whole goal of the collection is really to share what the deltas have learned and make it accessible to those people who are interested in pursuing this work as well. So we hope that it's going to really be a useful tool to people in that way.
Well, thank you so much, Casey. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you, and I really will once again encourage people to go visit faunet.org and go check out this new special collection, Models and Prevention, CDC's Delta Program. Another resource that's available, Prevent Connect and Faunet work really closely together. I've had a great opportunity of working with Casey over the last many years, and so it's a pleasure to be able to talk with you again and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, David. Likewise.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.